Welcome and good morning for God's Word for Today devotional. We now come to the last of the Song of Ascents or the Song of Degrees, Psalm 134, and let me read these three verses. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Psalm 134, verse 1 to 3 is the last of the psalm of the Song of Ascents or the Song of Degrees. And this is the closing psalm. So here there is a reminder, two reminders, an exhortation towards the high priest. And it is an exhortation to the priest and the Levites who kept nightly watch in the temple to serve zealously in praising the Lord. So from Psalm 112, or Psalm 132, I mean, and Psalm 133, we are connected with these two psalms that there is an exhortation to the priests and the Levites that they are going to keep the nightly watch here to serve zealously in praising the Lord. It seems that it consists of two parts. Firstly, there is an exhortation. This exhortation is probably from the high priest to those priests and Levites who will keep the watch in the temple throughout the whole night. They are going to spend their time profitably there, and they are going to celebrate the praises of God there in the temple. So what lesson we can learn here is that there is exhortation for us to really not waste our time, but to focus on using every available time to just connect with our God when we are going to worship, just as these priests, when they are going to do their sacrifices inside the temple, they are not going to waste their time, but even continued throughout the whole night. The priests were in duty around the clock inside the temple. They served also as guards, and they offered sacrifices, and they carried out other priestly functions during the daylight hours. The psalmist exhorted them to praise God even during the night here. So I pray that our devotional will continue to remind us and even encourage us that not only during the morning we are going to praise God, but even the whole day as we think of the Word of God, as we remember it, as we meditate upon it, that we will be prompted to praise God, that we will be worshiping God moment by moment throughout the day. Not that we are going to stop our work, not that we are going to go into a certain place and do our rituals, no. But may our posture, may the posture of our hearts be always toward worshiping God, to be thanking God, to be remembering God, and just praising and exalting God for who He is and what He has done, especially the gospel that we have received from Him. The second part is the prayer of the priest and Levites for the high priest, who seems now to be going to his rest. This is in verse 3, may the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. The pilgrim then asked God to bless these special servants of His. The reference to God being the maker of heaven and earth recalls and highlights His greatness, that He alone is worthy of praise and worship. This verse, verse 3, is also an appropriate bookend. Means that it ends the collection of the 15 Song of Degrees or Song of Ascent Psalms from Psalm 20 to verse 02, chapters 134. So this group of psalms or collection of psalms will end up with a statement, may the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth, directing them to be focused on God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, and He is the one who is the keeper of Mount Zion. Well, we have no other purpose in this devotional other than we will be always focused to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will keep on thanking him and being grateful to him for the salvation that we receive from him, and not forget of what he has done, that this God that we serve is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that although how big he was or he is, he did not mind it, but humbled himself in order to be born, in order to die for us, so that we will know him. May God bless us, and may God will continue to remind us. May we not forget that our God is big. He's the creator of the heaven and earth, yet he loves us so much to send his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. Bless it to our hearts, Lord. Thank you that as we conclude in this Song of Ascents, Song of Degrees, we are exhorted to praise you and endlessly, tirelessly, just like the priests and the Levites, Lord, during the time that they are going to worship in the temple, day in and day out. And there must be a continual sacrifice of and service towards toward you, to thank you, to be grateful to you. And we pray that we'll be able to reflect this in our daily walk, even today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.